It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Monday, every morning. Good Monday morning, afternoon, or evening, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. Trust you've had a great weekend, and thank you for joining me here on this Monday. So we pray for revival in America and the spiritual awakening. And this week is Music and Prayer Week here on BPN. And, you know, I believe that some people thought when we started that it would just be all praying, but music and prayer is so vital. And as we pray, accompanied by singing or by instruments, it's incredible. And so, you know, I've been leading a prayer across America for the past 30 years. In fact, this month, Gene and I are celebrating 49 years in the ministry. I was called to preach and started preaching in June of 1966. And the prophet David Wilkerson laid his hands on me after God called me to preach. And immediately I began to declare the word of the Lord. And I've been at it now for 49 years. It's been a good journey. And a lot of people have helped me. And I'm very thankful and grateful. And I'm thankful for the people that have helped me along the way in music. Very, very thankful. Very, very grateful. And this week, we're going to be honoring some of these people that have helped me along the way as I ministered. And I'm very thankful for this group. And before I begin to name names, I just want to say, Lord, I'm so grateful for this Monday broadcast here on BPN Radio. Those people are praying with me. I pray your will, plan, and purpose be done here during the next hour. In Jesus' name, as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening, oh God, we ask that you send your Holy Ghost power to work in this nation. May we as a nation turn to you. We repent of our sins. And we repent as Daniel did for the sins of his nation, as Nehemiah did for the sins of his people. We repent, oh God. We cry out for mercy. Lord, we need you now. We need you now. And BPN Radio is all about praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening, believing God for revival in 1,000 cities in this nation. 1,000 cities. And I trust that you are praying for your city. We're also believing for 1,000 churches, and we have reached that mark of 1,000, over 1,000 churches praying with us. We have over 700 cities that are praying with us. We want to give a shout out to all of these churches and cities that are praying with us. And we also are believing for 1,000 prayer leaders. And if you're not on our prayer leaders list, then we desire for you to be. If you're leading a prayer group at your church, would you go to bpnradio.com and click on the 1,000 prayer centers or 1,000 prayer leaders and register there, and we will list your name as a prayer leader and your city. And if you have a private location, then we'll just put down private location. If you have if you're meeting at a public place, then you will list that, and we will list your name as a prayer leader. We'll be praying for you, and soon those that are listing, registering as, and there's no cost, by the way, and the only requirement is you have a weekly prayer meeting somewhere, and we will send you a weekly prayer list. And soon I'll be communicating with this group on a regular basis. And so very, very thankful. And so why don't you register today to be a prayer leader? I do want to recognize some prayer leaders across America. We do have some new prayer leaders. I want to welcome Tina Rogers as a private location in Baytown, Texas. And Yvette Aurea as a private location in McKinney, Texas. And want to welcome Carrie Greenlee, who has a private location in Waco, Texas. Eric and Aaron Marte from Parkersburg, West Virginia, now has a prayer group, as does Lisa Weber, as a private location in Independence, Kansas. Jamie Peters, a leading prayer at Trinity Church International, Lake Worth, Florida. Adolfo Pacheco, at leading prayer at Clearview Church, Chino, California. Phil Larson at Hope Connection, Gainesville, Texas. Lori Wong has a private location, Flemington, New Jersey. Evelyn Gastelum has a private location, Downey, California. Marilyn Parker is leading a prayer on Facebook, and she is from Putnam Valley, New York. We want to welcome Lorraine Smith as a private location, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Bill Michael, leading prayer at Mountain Harvest Worship Center, Hendersonville, North Carolina. Eugene Bullard, Generation Pray, Archer City, Texas. Henry Malone, Vision Life Ministry, Louisville, Texas. Tom Luther, Family Worship Center, Columbia, Missouri. Dave Rogers, leading prayer at Church of the Hills in Ingram, Texas. Jack Mooring, leading prayer at New River Fellowship, Franklin, Tennessee. Betty Stanton, Calvary Cathedral, Fort Worth, Texas. Easy and Lena Jones, Generation Jesus, Sugarland, Texas. Cody Anderson, leading prayer at Faith Center Fellowship, Mena, Oklahoma. Deborah Farley at Accelerate Church, Amarillo, Texas. Art Evans, Christian Worship Center, San Diego, California. Gary Patterson, Great Grace Revival Ministries, Blairsville, Georgia. Rick Rapp at Gateway Church International leading prayer there. Roswell, New Mexico. Callie Hargraves leading prayer at Celebration of Life. Baytown, Texas. Lawrence Neeson leading prayer at Destiny Christian Center, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Judy Dodson at Temple Baptist Church, Burn, North Carolina, as well as Jay Pike leading prayer at The Gate in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Wow, and then others, of course, that we've not mentioned. Go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Register your group, and you will be a tremendous encouragement to others. And we are so thankful and grateful. In Jesus' name. How vitally important is music to accompany prayer? Well, you just look back at Miriam all the way back to days of Moses. We know that instruments were created in Lucifer from the beginning. The Bible says they were built into Lucifer. And so he was cast out of heaven. We do know that he hates music, and so there's music. Music can be very destructive, but also music can be very creative, can create an atmosphere, can create an anointing. And so this is Music and Prayer Week, because music's such a vitally important at BPN Radio. And so we try to play music that accompanies whatever we're doing. But instrumental music is so vitally important. And I just want to recognize some minstrels, some music people that have accompanied Gene and I's ministry over the years. And, of course, when I begin to name names, I always leave somebody out. But I do want to thank people like Todd Mooring, who's playing right now, and Leland Mooring, Courtney Vandiver, Piera, Tom Autry, Stan Pody, Joe Cruz, Leon Clift, Nor Richards, Martin Smith, Ron Bailey, Johnny Macon, Kevin Bigham, Gary Schaefer, and this man, Godfrey Birtle. And we're going to have the music of Godfrey Birtle today on the broadcast. In fact, on the remaining part of the broadcast. And I know that you will be vitally blessed by the music of Godfrey Birtle. And in 1997, I had the privilege of leading a month-long revival in London, England, on Marsham Street, just a few blocks down from where Princess Diana's funeral was held. It went on, I was able to lead the first month of revival. Then it went on for several months, the revival on Marsham Street. Many people went out of there, preached the gospel, took the gospel to different nations of the world. It was a remarkable time. A couple of years ago, I went back and took my two grandsons, stood across the street, shared the story of Marsham Street. So Godfrey Birtle drove 2 hours one way in 1997, and then he came back when I returned to do another conference in January of 1998 at that building there on Marsham Street. And a few days later, he sent me a song that I'm about to play. And we're going to play the music of Godfrey Birtle. But we're also going to do an interview with Godfrey Birtle. So I'm going to play this song. Then we're going to do an interview with Godfrey Birtle. And then we're going to have some more music by Godfrey Birtle today. But Godfrey, later in 1998... we did a prayer conference together, and he wrote songs. I would teach on prayer and minister on prayer, and then he would write songs. Over the years, he's written many songs that has been in conjunction with prophetic words I've given, sermons I've given, or teachings I've given. Godfrey Birtle and I will be back together this Sunday at Cathedral of Praise in Austin, Texas, where Bill Hart is the pastor. Godfrey Birtle will have a concert there on this Saturday night, July the 4th, and you can get more information there at Cathedral of Praise in Austin, Texas. So here's the music of Godfrey Bertel. This is the first song that he wrote after he came to Marsham Street. And I did, of course, a long series on Breakout. And he wrote, sent me this song. It was most unusual, but it definitely got me connected to this man who's written many songs. You hear him a lot here on BPN Radio. And so here's Godfrey Bertel and the Breakout song. The first song he wrote after we got connected. Here's the Breakout song, Godfrey Bertel. We'll be back with the interview.
I've been washing my nets for too long on the shores of unbelief. Listening through hours of meetings, now it's time to do what I see. To put out into deeper water, sail away on the winds of fate. I see there's a massive harvest, and the nets will almost break. Break out! This is the time to break out!
It's a delight here to have on BPN Radio today one of my spiritual sons, Godfrey Bertel, and he's no stranger to BPN because we play a lot of his songs, and you have heard his prayer music, And I have known Godfrey since 1997, and we have ministered together on many occasions. And Godfrey is from England. And Godfrey, it's great to have you on the broadcast today.
Hey, good to speak to you, Dale. Always good to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to talk to you, and we've known each other a long time. You might tell the listening audience how we met.
Sure. Yeah, it was at Marsham Street in London, Westminster, London, and where you, Dale, were leading the meetings there. Incredible meetings, and I just remember hearing the message you were bringing, the breakout message, and I went away and wrote a song from the message you were speaking. And then I seem to recall I sent you some tapes of some of the live meetings where there were live recordings of some of the songs I'd written, inspired by your preaching. And then I recall you sent me a message back. Is that right?
That's
correct. We met up somewhere.
No, that's right.
We met up somewhere at I forget the name of the place now, but it was a little conference where I did the music and you spoke. That was the first time we worked together, yeah.
Yeah, that was...
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you sent me... I remember you sent me a tape of your song, the song that you had written after I had preached the breakout messages. And... it was called Breakout, and then you had some other people singing with you, and I had never heard anything quite like that, but I was attracted to your music, and didn't think a lot about it until we were both scheduled by a man by the name of Gerald Coates. We were both scheduled to minister at a prayer gathering that lasted about 5 days. And I remember that I would teach on prayer, and then you would write songs on prayer.
That's
and,
right.
I don't know how many songs that you wrote during that week. And some of those I'd like to retrieve because they're great songs. And but then we, over the years, we ministered together on many occasions. And I really love your music, and your music just so vibrates still after all of these years in my spirit. And I know that God has certainly blessed you, and you did not really start recording until you were in your 40s, right?
That's right, yeah. I started writing these songs at 43. So it's kind of late, but, you know, I believe I was encouraged by the Lord to do this, and that it's never too late to start writing songs.
That's the truth. And how many songs have you written, do you know?
Oh, my. I've lost count, Dale. Because they just seem to pour out all the time, you know. So I've not actually counted, but it's like an ongoing thing. I write songs a bit like a journalist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what I see happening, I tend to write songs like they're almost like... I used to be a press photographer, and it's a bit like taking pictures. So the songs are a bit like taking pictures, you know.
Right.
So that's what happens when I write them, you know, they're kind of what I'm seeing God doing today, you know, and often they are prayer-based, a lot of the songs, and prophetic, kind of what I'm hearing prophetically and
right.
so on.
Well, you certainly have written a lot of songs over the years that have been in my heart, and you have sang what I have spoken on so many different occasions as I continue to call America to pray here for another spiritual awakening. And I know you've had a lot of experiences. I know that you recently sang at the White House. Is that right?
Yeah, I had I was playing at Washington, D.C. at a Glow International. It's a women's conference. And I was doing the worship there with my band. And after the worship, there was a lady on the front row who was really enjoying the worship. She was 92 years old, and she was dancing around. And she called me over, and she said, "Are you free this afternoon?" She said, "I'd like to take you to this White House chapel up on Capitol Hill." And her husband was Vinegar Benz Mizzle. He was apparently a baseball player and a congressman.
Mm-hmm.
He died about 5 years ago. And by the afternoon, she had a pass to get us through right into Capitol Hill, the President's Hall, and into this chapel. And she had me singing, "O land, O land, O land, hear the word of the Lord." And,
oh, wow.
And singing over the White House, "Are you ready, ready, ready?"
Uh-huh.
"Glory in the kitchen."
Wow.
So, like, prophesying over the White House. So, yeah, it was, because in that very morning, I was seeking the Lord, you know, just how some doors open, some doors close. And I just felt the Lord saying, "I'm going to open bigger doors than you can imagine." And then by that very afternoon, the same day, I was right on Capitol Hill in the President's Hall.
Wow.
I thought, this is a good start.
What an amazing turn of events in one day. It's,
yeah.
It's amazing,
yeah,
what God can do in one day.
Absolutely.
But, you know, to sing in the President's Hall in D.C.,
yeah,
that you can't go much higher than that. So I'm sure that you had an impact. It's amazing how God can set up divine appointments and divine connections for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Well, I know you've had a lot of experiences. I know that you have been honored, had many honors, including one year you had the number one song in the Christian song in the United Kingdom, and there's been other things that's been going on. What has been happening? What has been happening lately?
Yeah, that song was just One Touch from the King, but I've been traveling. I've just got back from Switzerland. I've just been there, did a New Year's Eve sort of worship event. So we let the new year in Switzerland. But over this last year, 2014, been to Russia. Been to the States a couple of times, Canada, Montreal, and yeah, and Germany, France, all over Europe, really. It seems that Europe is really opening up. But also I've been invited to play in psychiatric hospitals, singing the
wow.
gospel in psychiatric hospitals.
Wow.
And seeing people touched, you know, the touch of the King in the psychiatric hospital, seeing people get healed. And in fact, I go next week to one in Northampton. It's a secure psychiatric hospital, like a prison.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the songs that I've written called "Do You Believe What I Believe About You?" And one of the people in the hospital had been touched by this song. She'd been self-harming, but she heard the song, and the staff said when she heard the song, she stopped self-harming, and that's when they initially invited me in.
Wow.
To sing the gospel to people.
Mm-hmm.
And then since then, I've had like 7 different hospitals inviting me in to go and sing. So that's been an interesting time, you know.
Well,
great blessing in seeing people touched by Jesus. Yeah.
That's amazing. And I know that God has opened up so many venues for you in so many different places to minister the gospel. And I remember even one time you joining me in Germany, and
yeah.
The next day you were singing your song in German. So
yeah.
you're a man of adventure, and I love you very much. And I just so enjoy the times that we have ministered together, and still playing your music here on BPN Radio. And you know, when I go around the country ministering, I still hear them singing your songs. And
right.
I was even doing a wedding one time in the Dallas, Texas area, and they sang "Outrageous Grace" at their at their wedding. The song that you wrote, "Outrageous Grace," which is still a great
sweet.
Song. So I know you made a
I still play that, yeah.
Yeah, you've made a major impact on so many, many people's lives. And I do believe that songwriting is so vital today. People expressing what they are hearing in the spirits, particularly prophetic songwriters like yourself. I know that you have a spiritual son in America named Leland, who has written so many great songs. I know he says that you are his spiritual father.
He's a great writer and great
yeah,
singer.
My spiritual grandson there, and we still minister together, and he's written so many great songs. But I know that you had, in his early life particularly, you had such a tremendous impact on his songwriting. And there may be people that are listening to BPN Radio today that says, I would like to write a song, or I'd like to get into songwriting, or there's some songs in my spirit, and how do I get started? You might just share just a couple of minutes about that.
Yeah, sure. As I said before, I used to be a press photographer, and the way you become a photographer is you develop an eye for a picture, so that you begin to see in rectangles, and you begin to spot where a picture is where others might not. And it's the same kind of thing with this kind of songwriting. You develop a sort of sense of what will make a good song. So someone might say something, preach something, or you might read something in the scripture, and then you get like a snapshot. It may be just a sentence, might be one word, you know, and then you take that and go and develop it into a song. So I want to encourage people to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost, and to be aware of where God is speaking something that could be something that is singable, you know, and turn into a song and a prophetic song.
And then after they write a song, what do they do with it?
Well, play it.
Well, if they have a song and they don't sing it, they just write it. Who do they give it to? How do they get it published?
Well, if they're not able to sing it and play it, then yeah, and give it to someone who could do. But the best way to see if a song works on a level corporately is maybe in a house group or something like that, in a small group of people. That's when I started. Those first recordings I sent you, it was just a little group of us, you know, and, mm-hmm. and they were just raw, wild recordings, everyone going crazy. But it showed that the songs were working, you know, on a corporate level, you know, so that everyone could sing them. You know, and a little thing I have when I'm writing songs is when I'm writing a song is I can often hear or imagine I can hear like hundreds of voices singing the chorus and so on. Mm-hmm. So I've already got that in my head that the chorus is singable to many voices. You know, right. Some people write songs, but they're not sing. They're maybe songs for people just to listen to, but to write songs that for the corporate, for the body of Christ, it's a different dynamic, and you know, it needs to be singable by a lot of people, easy to sing, easy to pick up.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Right. I play a song quite often called "I've Got a Trumpet." You've got a trumpet in your hand. You're about to blow the trumpet. I can hear them pray, and that is just, people can just sing along with that.
Yeah.
It's a good day. It's a good day to pray. That's the theme song when you did a prayer series that is still available on my letsprayamerica.com. Go to resources, and that's still there of you singing all those prayer songs.
Yeah.
Well, you're a blessing, Godfrey, and how can people get your music?
Well, on my website, it's www.godfreyb.com. That's G-O-D-F-R-E-Y, letter B for Bertel.com. And also, if you search me on iTunes, my stuff's on iTunes, too.
Yeah. Godfrey Bertel. Tell them how to spell your last name.
It's B-I-R-T-I-L-L, Bertel.
Right, Godfrey Bertel. Well, it's an honor to have you on today, and maybe you could say a prayer before you go concerning people that want to write, they want to record music, because music is such a vital part of people's lives. And you know, even though this is a prayer broadcast 24 hours a day, I still have music, because music is such a vital part. And of course, to the times that we started traveling together back in and doing ministry together along about 1997, then I learned the value of singing, writing music, along with teaching, prophetic ministry, et cetera, et cetera. So just say a prayer for somebody listening out there, has this in their heart.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, Jesus said, "Is anyone thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And if you believe, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." And Father, I pray right now for the minstrels in America, Lord, that out of their hearts will flow Holy Spirit, rivers of living water, that will be river song, songs that flow, songs that bring healing, songs that bring deliverance, and songs that just herald in your presence and herald in awakening across the United States of America. And I pray great blessing, Lord, on America and on Dale and BPN Radio. And let it be an uprising of incredible songwriters across America that sing songs that bring blessing to the land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very much, God, for being on. Godfrey Birtle, that you listen to here on BPN.
So here we are at Waverley Abbey House in Farnham in Surrey, England, for a night of music and prayer for the nation of the nations with Del Gentry and Godfrey Birtle.
Well, we want to welcome you to an evening of prayer here at Waverley Abbey House near Farnham, England, as prayers from England and prayers from America respond to a call to pray. Zechariah chapter 8 says, "The inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us continue to go and pray before the Lord. Yes, many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord and to pray."
They've got a trumpet in their hand and they're about to blow the trumpet. Yeah, it's a signal, it's a call to pray. It's an attractive sound, many will respond to it. I hear the people of the Lord awakening this day. Yeah, I can hear you.
is a good day to pray. This is a good day, the day the Lord has made. I will be happy, I will be glad and sing. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. This is a good day, this is a good day to pray. This is a good day, the day the Lord has made. I will be happy, I will be glad and sing. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. And I say Jesus is Lord. Yes he is. Jesus is Lord of all. Yeah, Jesus. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day, the day the Lord has made. I will be happy, I will be glad and sing. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. This is a good day, this is a good day to pray. This is a good day, the day the Lord has made. I will be happy, I will be glad and sing. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. And I say Jesus is Lord. Yes he is. Jesus, hey, is Lord of all. Yes, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. Shout it out. Jesus is Lord. Yes he is. Jesus is Lord of all. Yeah, Jesus is Lord.
Yes, Lord. Every Baba Sara Baba de Andabari and the Briay. Every Sebabana Mondrivia Sarabana Mandava Kitty. Ooh, Ramamo Sabri and the Kitty. Somebody say, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Well, it's a good day. It's a good day to give praise. It's a good day to give thanks. It is a good day to pray for revival in America. Pray for revival in England. Pray for revival in the nations of the world. But before we do anything, I want us to give thanks. I want us to give thanks. The Bible says we enter his gates with thanksgiving. We enter his courts with praise, but we enter with thanksgiving. David said in Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Come on, somebody give thanks to God. Come on, let's give thanks to God. Let's give thanks to the Lord. He is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Let's give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, somebody help me. Give thanks to the Lord.
Hey.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord. Oh my soul, and all that is within me, I bless the Lord. Oh my soul, and bless his holy name.
bless his holy name. He is good, he is good, good to us, and his love, and just forever. He is good, he is good, good to us, and his love. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord.
Another wave coming. The first wave is complete. There is another wave coming. And the second wave is going to make the first wave pale in comparison. The first wave was for the church, but the second wave of revival is for the people in the streets. And so I believe that the prophecy that Joel gave thousands of years ago and Peter rehearsed on the day of Pentecost is about to be fulfilled. For I believe that revival is in the land. And I believe that we tonight must call for revival. We need to make an attracting sound. A sound that will attract heaven. And also a sound that will attract earth. And we're going to pray for revival. We're going to pray and ask God to bring revival. We're going to pray corporately. And we're going to also pray individually. And ask God to bring revival to England. Ask God to bring revival to these British Isles. Ask God to bring revival to America, to North America. We're going to ask God to bring revival to the nations of the world. We're going to ask God to bring such revival that the streets will be filled with people praying and seeking God, repenting of their sins. That stadiums will be filled with tens of thousands of people. That open fields and open countrysides, there will be hundreds of thousands of people seeking the face of God. This is a call to pray. This is a call for revival.
Hey, 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 City streets, the sound of Jesus. In the workplaces, the sound of Jesus. In our schools, the sound of Jesus. The sound of Jesus.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.